Day 20. Rock solid commitment. Let's read the scripture together. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And then Proverbs 22, verse 11. He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king for his friend. Commitment is a word that frightens many people. They feel unable to commit themselves to any long-term relationship or promise as their trust has been wounded. They often respond by saying, I don't know what I'll be doing from one day to the next myself, so how can I make such a lasting decision? But in this psalm, we read that David asked God to create in him a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within him. If we're going to run the race of life well, we have to be able to commit for the long haul. God committed himself to us for life, and we in turn need to dedicate our life to him. People who are devoted are able to be committed. So today, ask God to renew a steadfast spirit within you. As we run our race, we need to be team players who have stable friendships, marriages, and working partnerships. We need to show that we are in these relationships for the long term and illustrate the language of commitment. We should be those who keep our pledges, promises, guarantees, and word, while our lives model dedication, loyalty, and devotion. These are counterculture values that may be misunderstood, but we need to embrace them. Today's friendships often do not last, and marriages shatter quickly. But God wants committed community with strong relationships who will reverse the trend of society. Sometimes our devotion to God is perceived as negative amongst our non-Christian friends, but once they see our committed lifestyles, they often soften. The second scripture shows us here that even the king will be our friend. I believe that when people see the integrity of our relationships, it gives them confidence to confide. Initially, they may seem suspicious or even mocking of our principles, but as they observe your life and notice your friendships, that they stand the test of time, then people, even prominent people, will trust you with their hearts. When we were living in Malawi, the chief inspector of police called my husband Gordon to his office. The chief inspector informed Gordon that he would have to leave the country and would never be allowed back, as he was causing too much excitement in the churches with his plan for the National Crusade. But then, for no reason, the inspector asked a question that changed everything. Why do you people keep coming here? Why do you care about Malawi? Gordon realized from this question that the inspector had been watching our relationship with the churches and the people in Blantyre. So Gordon told him that we believed we had a message from God and that it would address the many problems in the nation. As Gordon continued, the eyes of the police chief moistened. Finally, he closed the door. He got down on his knees and he asked Gordon to pray for him. This man reversed his decision and said to all his staff, "Help these people. They have a message from God for our nation." And Gordon later met him and his wife in a crowd of 150,000. Both of them had given their lives to Jesus. The way we live our lives will challenge even the most hostile and turn their hearts towards friendship. Gordon and I have now been married for over 30 years. Frequently we are asked, "What is your secret?" Our answer is this: I'm committed for life. I've made a decision, and as a result, I've found the best friend ever. Let us pray. Father, as I run my race, I pray that you will remove from me all fear of commitment. I'm sorry for the times I've not kept my word to my friends, my family, or my partner. Help me be someone who is rock solid in my loyalty and commitment. Today I ask you to work in my life so that I'm someone who commits to the long-term dream. Give me opportunities to connect with people of influence as they see my loyalty and work. Thank you for your grace. Amen.